You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. So I'm thinking about what marriage is and why people get married. Some young people get married. They want someone to take care of them. They're looking for a partner who will take care of them. Some men and women want the right partner to have a child with. You know, it's almost like a baby mama or a baby daddy, a person who'd be a good parent, a good father. I mean, there are different reasons. And as we get older, I think about, what does marriage mean? So what does marriage mean? I was just talking to a friend of mine, and she has a girlfriend who was married to a wealthy man who passed away, left her money. She has a child and she's in a relationship. And I guess the guy was in a previous relationship, which wasn't that positive. And he felt like he didn't really know the person until they got married. And then all the truth came out, and they are divorced. And I guess in this relationship, one of the two parties doesn't want to get married again. And my friend was saying, like, why does that person keep saying that in their relationship? But I'm like, why wouldn't they say that? It's not something that they want. You're allowed to not want to get married, particularly if you have kids and you've been divorced. And why? Because getting married is a contract. You're getting into a legal agreement with someone. If you're smart, you are getting a prenup. You're getting into another legal agreement with someone. Some people have postnups, getting into another legal agreement with someone. And in many cases, the person getting married wants to protect either their wealth or whatever they might make. Another person might want to protect that they might not get anything they've raised. I don't want to, like, make this man and woman, because this could be in a gay relationship. This could be, the woman could be the moneyed spouse. I'm just saying, traditionally, it's more common that the man is the moneyed spouse, for other reasons in the world that are problematic. The man is the moneyed spouse, and then the woman sometimes gave up her life for the man to raise kids and be a stay-at-home mom, and then they can get left with nothing. This is a big topic. This is a separate topic, but I'm talking about if people have kids and are divorced, is there a reason to get legally married? Is it because someone is legally bound to you? Is it because of what it what you're showing everyone. For example, Teresa Giudice married the guy Louis, no prenup. They seem like a great partnership. They seem happy. For whatever reason, maybe it's because she's Catholic or Italian. Like, if you're going to have sex, you should be married. I don't know the reasons, but some people really believe in them. And I wonder, as people are getting older, what their goals are for a marriage versus a relationship. I also see a lot more non-traditional relationships. I know people, I was at someone's house recently where she had a dinner in one room and the husband had a dinner in another room because he had a business dinner and because she wanted to have her girlfriends over, and they live together. So they have a base together and they're always together. So they do something separately and they travel sometimes separately and they have separate interests. That doesn't mean they're not an amazing relationship. It just means that that's less what you think of when you're 24 getting married. When you think of, oh my God, I want a partner and a soulmate. And you want to sort of be a little codependent. And what are we doing? And what are we eating? And where are we going? And then the wheels come off and you realize you're actually two different living, breathing human beings. So how do you make your own journey in a relationship while being a good partner? How do you get everything, or not everything? How do you get what you want out of a relationship within a partnership? I think that's something that people struggle with. Well, I like this and this person doesn't like that. I have a girlfriend. When they were dating, the guy wanted to go out all the time. They've been married all these years. That jig was up real fast. Like, she wants to go out and party and have girls' night out, and he's a dud. Does that mean they're a bad relationship because he's a dud? Or does that mean like she's supposed to find other places to find that outlet? What does a relationship mean? It means, is it someone who you think of as just your family? Is it someone you can depend upon? Is it someone that supports you financially? Someone that supports you emotionally? Someone that's a great parent, even though you're not maybe connected to them anymore, but they're just a good parent? Like, what are the different reasons that make people get into relationships, stay into relationships, and actually feel that they need to be legally married? That's what I want to get into. I really want to hear a lot more about that from you. Wear white after Labor Day. Just how stupid could we be? A color is associated with a goddamn holiday. Wear white whenever you want. Wear white any day except for a funeral. Wear white anytime you want. Wear it in the dead of winter. Do what the fuck you want. White after Labor Day. What a stupid rule. Who cares? Oh my God. I recently had an assistant interviewing me. Hey. So how much in person is it actually? And I'm like, I don't know, like feeling now all of a sudden, like I'm catering, I'm being interviewed. Like, I don't know. A lot. So what we used to call job in person and you actually have to go to it. I know that sounds weird and creepy in this day and age, but yeah, it's like a lot. Well, what percentage is it? Is it a hybrid? What's the model? Is it a hybrid model? I'm like, it's not a fucking electric vehicle. It's a job. Is it a hybrid model? It's a job. What are the hours exactly? You think Linda Bruckheimer, when I was sorting fucking vitamins and driving my Ford Probe to go pick up Hermes bags, cigars from Dunhill, and do whatever the fuck she wanted and think about how Jerry Bruckheimer was going to want his Paillard pounded when I drove in the car with a Thomas guy because they didn't have Waze and had to like know exactly what he was going to want at each restaurant, call the restaurant ahead of time to tell them what he was going to want, sit my ass in the movie theater seats waiting for him to come. I was an ass, a seat warmer, wait, that got the tickets, got the popcorn, got the beverage. Jerry Bruckheimer sits his ass in the seat, happy to do it. He gave great fucking Christmas gifts. And I was working for Jerry Bruckheimer morning, noon, and fucking night. I was really working for Linda, but a couple of things would be for Jerry. Morning, noon, and motherfucking night. You know what? When does the job start? Whenever you goddamn want me there. I'm 24. What time? What are the hours exactly? Ooh. So that means I'm going to be on a train for 40 minutes. I'm like, yeah, there are people that are that have hundreds of millions of dollars that live in Connecticut with people that get on the goddamn train. The businessmen, grown up businessmen that run millions of dollars of people's portfolios, getting on a train. No, the 24-year-old wants to know exactly in a syllabus of exactly how many hours it's going to be, how many are in person, how many are on Zoom, how many are on TikTok, how many are when they're, swiping. I was like, get the fuck out of here. abort. You know what I said to my person I work with on my team, the president of my company, who was on this interview? Abort! Abort! I just got interviewed by a 24-year-old. Abort. Stop. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.